You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh on Tuesday, where he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. New duties and tariffs on overseas purchases may hamper your online buying. Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says it is buyer beware with overseas shopping right now, and that if you need refunds or relief from a U.S. agency, you might be out of luck. Criminals have also been sending out phony messages saying you may owe duties on a package. If you're expecting a delivery, check with the seller or delivery service directly before paying a fee. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that child care workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026.
The package of bills was introduced in part because legislators say the bridge payment program does not go far enough to serve all families who need support. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good. play good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. Everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.